Six.
Six Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
That it's time, now that the hour hand is landed at the end, now that it's real, now that the dreams have given all they had to lend, I want to know, do I stay or do I go, and maybe try another time, and do I have a hand in my forgetting. Now that I've tried, now that I've finally found that this is not the way, now that I turn, now that I feel it's time to spend the night away, I want to know, do I stay or do I go, and maybe finally spit the rhyme? And do I really understand the undernetting? Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs carefully. Now that the candle's falling smaller in my mind, now that it's here, now that I'm almost not so very far behind, I want to know, do I stay or do I go, and maybe fall another sigh? And do I really have a song that I can ride on? Now that I can, now that it's easy, ever easy all around, now that I'm near, now that I'm falling to the sunlight center sound, I want to know, stay or do I go, and do I have to do just one? And can I choose again if I should lose the reason? Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs more carefully. Now that I'm laughing even deeper inside, now that I see, now that I finally found the one thing I deny, it's now I know, but do I stay or do I go, and it is finally I decide that I believe in the fairest of the seas.
She hated it. That was Nico, backed by the Velvet Underground, and written by Jackson Brown and somebody called, hang on a minute, Greg Copeland. That was Fairest of the Seasons. She hated it. In 1981, she said, I still cannot listen to it. She probably said it like this, I still cannot listen to it. Because everything I wanted for that record, they took it away. I asked for drums, they said no. I asked for more guitars, they said no. I asked for simplicity and they covered it in flutes. They added strings and I didn't like them, but I could live with them. But the flute, the first time I heard the album, I cried, and it was all because of the flute. So there you go, she didn't like it. Which is a shame, because I loved it. And still do. It reminds me to this day of sitting in a diner in Chicago. I think it was the first time I visited America. It was 10 years ago. And I was sat in a diner scribbling in my journal, trying to write lyrics. Very, very inspired by my first trip to America. And the rain was thundering down outside, but it was a real Chicago scene. It was in an old part of town. And that song kept coming on the jukebox. And I worked out it was the waitress that was putting it on. And she was spending all her tips on Fairest of the Seasons. And I said, you like this song, don't you? And she said, I would die without this song. Very dramatically like that. So I always think of her. Who am I? The nation cries. Well, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. And this could be my finest hour. Welcome everyone to another edition of The Finest Hour. I apologise for unexpected absence last week. Thanks so much to Jess Hoop for filling in. Isn't she marvellous? Multifaceted, talented woman. Thanks very much for filling in, Jess. That was great. Yeah, I was a little bit under the weather. Been a little bit stretched recently, but feeling fighting fit now, despite being quite early in the morning when I'm pre-recording this edition of The Finest Hour for you. Our featured artist this week is going to be Beck. A couple of Beck tunes. I've decided not to point at his more popular stuff. I've decided to point out what a great voice he has for melancholia. So yeah, a couple of tunes from Beck coming up. New music from Gaz Coombs Presents. And what else have we got? Oh, new to me is Catherine Irwin. And she's one of the members of Freakwater, who are from Louisville, Kentucky. And she's got a solo album out, and I really like the tune Mockingbird that they've put ahead with the release of that. So I'm going to play that later on. More new music to me from Boy and Gemma Ray, and a very interesting Beckopedia on Lisa Ekdahl, and of course another criminal cover version will face the music in our regular feature, It Was Moida. Onward though, let's have a listen to, as promised just a moment ago, new music from Gaz Coombs. Gaz Coombs of Supergrass fame. I read an article online that said Supergrass probably won't be remembered as one of the great Britpop bands, and that's a crime. I disagree. I quite often pull the old Supergrass records out and have a, give them a dust off and a listen. The album's called Here Comes the Bombs. Here Come the Bombs. And he's going out as Gaz Coombs Presents. That's the artist's name. This is called Fanfare. I really like what he's done here. If you've the option of turning your radio up, turning your headphones up, I think that's how this song was written. I think it was written loud. So crank it up and have a listen. This is Fanfare from Gaz Coombs Presents. Happy Sunday, everyone.
nothing at all. I'm not a stranger to my needs. While the shadows fight and play games with me.
I think that's great. I look forward to listening to more of that record. From Here Come the Bombs, that was Gaz Coombs Presents, and the song was called Fanfare. Keith Annell's been in touch. If you're not familiar with him, he's our old chocolate salesman from Leeds. He's a serial Song for Guy recommender. Excellent taste in music. Quite a few of Keith's choices have been played over the years that he's been writing in. If you have a Song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Try and recommend a song that you think I won't have heard before. The whole idea being to further all of our knowledge in music. Keith says, and he wrote this back in April, so apologies, Keith, for not getting round to it till now. Hi, Guy. Hope the jet lag has passed. Well, it has. Yeah, it has. His nomination is I Got Work to Do by the Isley Brothers. We took a family trip to the cinema recently. We Bought a Zoo, featuring Matt Damon. What's that about, Keith? That's that film, eh? Bit of a cryptic title. I love this song. Have a go, Keith, ye old chocolate salesman from Leeds. Love the Isley Brothers. Did you know that Jimi Hendrix used to be in the Isley Brothers? Yeah. He's not playing on this tune, I don't think, but yeah, there you go. Thanks, Keith, for your recommendation. Do keep them coming in, everyone. In fact, we've got a few this week. But here, with the first one this week, this is the Isley Brothers and Work to Do.
Yeah.
I love it when songwriters talk about songwriting as work, you know. It's something you shy away from if you're a songwriter for a living, as I am. You know, I always say things like, oh, it's not a proper job, and things like that. So I like it when somebody takes the other tack and describes it as work. In fact, Keith's recommendation, that was a Song for Guy recommendation from our old chocolate salesman, Keith Annell, the Isley Brothers and Work To Do, that was, by the way. It inspired me to play another one of those tunes. Tower of Song by Leonard Cohen is a song that makes you feel good about being a songwriter, especially if you've been character assassinated by an ex-girlfriend, as I had when I first heard the tune. I'm going to play that in the second hour of the show, but for now, this is a great tune. Nick Cave, an old Song for Guy recommendation this was. This is More News From Nowhere. It's a cracker. Check out the lyrics. I love it.
See my friends in high places. I don't know which is which or who is whom. They've stolen each other's faces. Janet is there with her high head and hair full of bedroom feathers. And Janet is known to make dead men groan in any kind of weather. I crawl over to her. I say, hey baby, I say, hey Janet, you are the one, you are the sun, and I'm your dutiful planet. But she ain't down with any of that, 'cause she's heard that shit before. And I say, uh-huh, yeah, you're right, 'cause I see Betty X standing by the door with more news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
Yeah, more news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
And it's getting strange in here. Yeah, it's getting stranger every year. More news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
Yeah, more news from nowhere. Betty X is like Betty Y minus that fatal chromosome. Her hair is like the wine dark sea in which sailors come home. I say, hey baby, I say, hey Betty X. I lean close up to her throat. This light you are carrying is like a lamp hanging from a distant boat. It is my light, says Betty X. Betty X says this light in yours. And so much wind blew through her words that I went rolling down the hall for more news from nowhere. Another corner, I go down a corridor and I see this guy. He must be about 100 foot tall and he only has one eye. He asked me for my autograph. I write nobody and then I wrap myself up in my woolly coat and I blind him with my pen. 'Cause someone must have stuck something in my drink. Everything's getting strange looking. Half the people are turned into squealing pigs, the other half are cooking. Well, let me out of here, I cried, and I went pushing past. And I saw Miss Polly singing with some girls. I cried, strap me to the mast. For more news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
Yeah, more news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
It's getting strange in here. She danced across the room. We charted the progress of the planets around that boogie-woogie moon. I called him a Nubian princess, gave her some sweet back badass jive. I spent the next 7 years between her legs, a pining for my wife. But by and by it all went wrong. I felt washed up on the shore. She stared down at me from up in the storm, and I sobbed up on the floor for more news.
Cave and more news from nowhere.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Cave.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Tubby, Aphex, Twin, William Welch, Hank Williams, Tom Waits, Cravat, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Tim Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boys, Viv Stanchel, Wilco, Mickey New, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, Serge Gainsbourg, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the Six Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Cave, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio.
Six
Music.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter.
And the antimatter.
Let's have another song for Guy recommendation. Hannah Caden's been on from Newcastle. She says, "Dear Guy, I listen to your show every week, and what a beautiful start it makes to each one." There you go, there's the hook, everyone. I'm in. "Not only is the music fabulous," she continues, "but half my family live in the great city of Manchester, and your presenting voice brings on nostalgia while I'm away a-studying." Away a-studying. Oh. I get addicted to certain songs for weeks at a time, but one of the songs I've always gone back to is Nina Simone's Feeling Good. Her voice is so deliciously mellifluous. Oh, hello. Her voice is so deliciously mellifluous. Right, okay, so what you're studying, Hannah, I think you're probably a writer. And I hum the tune on rainy days, of which there are many at the moment. It draws many a strange look on the street, I can tell you. Have a great week. Thank you, Hannah. Lots of love from Manchester to you there in Newcastle. You are, you're a writer. Nobody writes deliciously mellifluous, just casually in the middle of a sentence, unless they do it for a living. Hannah Kaner's choice is, of course, a song that everybody knows. Try and recommend songs I don't know, but I haven't listened to this in so long that I thought I'd let you off the hook this time, Hannah. Hope it's all going well there in Newcastle. It's Nina Simone and Feeling Good. I might do a slow strip tease to this.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free. Feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a boat. Shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new.
Nina Simone and Feeling Good, as recommended by Hannah Kaner. And sorry about the image I planted in your head just as that song began. I didn't really strip to it. I was already naked. And you know, classic music like that don't just take care of itself. No. You need good police! Our Victim was a hit in 1965 for Bob Dylan. A cynical but sympathetic song of lost innocence and harsh experience, it was greeted with a knowing smile by Dylan fans everywhere, and marked for execution by the audio assassins. First all screeching, garbled vocals and heavy-handed tub-thumping, the other side, like a musical steamroller, aimed to flatten it with their merciless treatment. Fortunately survived and turned sideways to disappear before they could try it again. Next, with a method later perfected by William Shatner, actor Sebastian Cabo attempted death by narration, backed by a jaunty underscore. Completely ineffectual, his thespy stab at irony merely left it with a strong dislike for ham. Then, gravel-gargling light FM favourite Michael the Mullet Bolton threw everything at it, from the rock chick backing singers to a Fender Rhodes, in an attempt to force it into the middle of the road. Mercifully, the prospect of a schmaltzy duet with Celine Dion distracted him at a crucial moment. But when evil, easy listening outfit The Living Voices, clearly channeling the Stepford Wives, lounged on the leatherette, munched their mogadon, and prepared to turn this 60s classic into a zonked-out zombie, it was murder.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, you threw the bumps a dime in your prime. Didn't you? People called, say beware doll, you're about to fall, you thought they were all. Kidding you? You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging for your next meal. How does it feel?
Feels horrible, Bob.
So fine, do the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. So loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? You know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling. As you stand to the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you everything he could steal, how does it feel? How does it feel to have you on your own, with no direction home, like a complete unknown, like a rolling stone? Ah, princess on a steeple and all the pretty people, they're all drinking, thinking that they got it made, exchanging all precious gifts. But you better take a diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. Secrets to conceal. How does it feel? Ah, how does it feel to be on your own, with no direction home, like a complete unknown?
That was, of course, Bob Dylan, former Six Music DJ Bob Dylan, and Like a Rolling Stone. More Moida next week. Connor O'Kelly's been in touch with a very concise email. It's a song for Guy recommendation. It's a cracker. The email reads, "My dad recently told me about this song, Peter Lindhays, Life Gets Tedious, Don't It. Thank you, Guy." Thank you, Connor.
Sun comes up and the sun goes down. The hands on the clock keep going around. I just get up and it's time to lay down. Life gets tedious, don't it? My shoe's untied, but I don't really care. I ain't a-figuring on going nowhere. I'd have to wash and comb my hair. That's just wasted effort. Water in the well's getting lower and lower. Can't take a bath for 6 months or more. But I've heard it said, and it's true, I'm sure, that too much bathing will weaken you. I open the door and the flies swarm in. I shut the door, I'm sweating again. I move too fast and I crack my shin. It's just one darn thing after t'other. My old brown mule, he must be sick. I jabbed him in the rump with a pin on a stick. He humped his back, but he wouldn't kick. There's something cockeyed somewhere. There's a mouse a-chawing on the pantry door. He's been at it for at least a month or more. When When he gets through there, he's sure gonna be sore. There ain't a darn thing in there. Hound dog Holland, he's so forlorn. Laziest dog that ever was born. He's howling 'cause he's a-settin' on a thorn. Just too tired to move over. Tin roof leaks and the chimney leans. There's a hole in the seat of my old blue jeans. And I've et the last of them pork and beans. Just can't depend on nothing. Cow's gone dry and the hens won't lay. Fish quit biting last Saturday. Troubles pile up day by day. Now I'm getting dandruff. Grief and misery, pains and woes, debts and taxes, and so it goes. And I think I'm getting a cold in the nose. Life gets tasteless, don't it?
Peter Lindhays and Life Gets Tejus, Don't It? Tejus, spelled T-E-E-J-U-S. Thanks very much to Conor O'Kelly for the Song for Guy recommendation. That was great. Loved it.
Six.
News. Fasten your seatbelts. It's Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
Every Saturday night from six.
Tunage of the highest order. We're a 3-hour party in a box. We're not anoraks. We're not experts. We're enthusiasts.
Funkadelic.
Big beats, ballsy bass, bang, brass, boogaloo. If it's funk and it's soul, we'll play it. You see, it's not rocket science.
Everybody get funky.
One, lift off.
It's what we call a musical lollipop.
Just so nice you want to lick it. Craig Charles, Funk and Soul Show.
We play exactly what it says on the tin. Funk and Soul.
Remember that. Every Saturday night, 6 till 9, on BBC Radio.
It was 6.
Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
So our featured artist this week is the artist Beck. Born Beck David Campbell in 1970, he grew up in Los Angeles with his mother and his brother. His father was David Campbell, a Canadian musician, and his mum, Bibi Hansen, was a Warhol star, in inverted commas. His father's Scottish, his mother's half Norwegian, a quarter Jewish and a quarter Swedish. His maternal grandfather, Al Hansen, was a visual collage artist of the Fluxus School of Art. And his grandfather, on his dad's side, was a Presbyterian minister. So a right old interesting do. His music very definitely channels his being brought up in LA. Lots and lots of different influences. And Odelay and Sea Change, both those albums have been lauded by Rolling Stone magazine as two of the greatest albums of all time. I'm focusing for now on his cover of Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime. This was on the soundtrack for Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which is a very interesting film, at the very least. A little bit disappointing towards the end, but a very interesting movie with Jim Carrey in it. But yeah, I want to focus on his talent for melancholia, because it's not something I think everybody thinks about when they think about Beck. This song really suits his voice. The first of our featured artist tunes this week is Beck, and Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime.
Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. And I need your loving like the sunshine. And everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. I need your loving night sunshine. And everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime.
It's great, that, isn't it? Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is the film that was on the soundtrack from. That was Beck, our featured artist this week, and everybody's got to learn sometime. Catherine Irwin is one of the members of Freakwater, who are a Louisville, as they say. You don't say Louisville if you're from that part of the world. It's in Kentucky in America. You say Louisville. Freakwater are from Louisville. This is her first solo album. It's called Little Heater, and this tune's called Mockingbird, and it makes me want to hear the rest of the album. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Please send me a copy. There you go.
my head hurt, so I don't care to cry. Fighting tore up my good shirt and left me in the dirt, wishing I would die. I'm trying to stop lying, every day I try. I swore this would kill me, now here's another day of living a lie. There's a mockingbird stopping, and the mockingbird heard every word you said. On me a few bars, I can't find my key. Call me a taxi or leave me for dead. Falling in some places bound to cause a scene. Falling in some cases may portend the end of a dream. It's appalling, this endless scrawling, all the lines and in between. It seems like the meaning is leaning towards busting at the seams. There's a mockingbird outside, singing in the night. Always remember when you go to choose a fist, what's left is what's right. Without stopping, and the mockingbird singing did no good. Who stole my damn shoes? There's no place like home. Call me a taxi, call me misunderstood. Turns my head just like anyone who's hanging on to every word I say.
I knew you'd enjoy that. That's Catherine Irwin, who's also a member of Freakwater, from her solo album Little Heater. That was Mockingbird. So, since we last spoke, it's been a couple of weeks now. I've been all over the place. I've been to Slovakia. We did the Tea in the Park gig. What have I done since then? We did Latitude last weekend, which was astounding. What a great festival that is. We had a really good time. And actually, at Latitude, I ran into a load of old friends. Laura Marling was playing. Leanne Le Havas, who's a relatively new mate, was there. Mara Carlisle was there. She was, of course, our featured artist on the show a few weeks ago. Got to hang out with all those guys. And my very old friend, Josh Pearson, who's a beautiful man. I really love Josh. It's always great to run into him. I first ran into him now about 12 years ago, if it's that long, when he was the lead singer of this next band, Lift to Experience. I like to play this song when I think of Joshua, because I fell in love with their music around the time that I fell in love with them as people, because they really are a great bunch. And this is a very fitting theme for a nostalgic little roam as I'm having now, It's called These Are The Days. It's from the Texas Jerusalem Crossroads, if you want to go and find it. Josh's band was Lift To Experience, and I thoroughly recommend that album. Here we go.
These are the days marching toward us with vengeance in their eyes. These are the days racing toward us with blood on their teeth and lips. Hear that great trumpet sound, horn down out across the land. These are the days that must happen to you. These are the days that must happen to you. These are the days that must happen to you. Bloody times ahead for God's chosen few, with our instruments and swords, weapons of war, marching around the city seven times. And I can hardly wait to hear that great trumpet sound pouring down out across the land. So we approach the end, when God judges man's sin. Yeah, the time is running thin. Let the countdown begin. 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah!
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey. Thank you.
Dave Brubeck and Take Five. That song was written for Dave Brubeck by a man called, hang on a minute, I had it here a minute ago, Paul Desmond. And if you felt good listening to it, here's another reason to feel good. Upon his death in 1977, Paul Desmond left the rights to the royalties for that tune to the American Red Cross, and it receives royalties, the Red Cross receives royalties from that tune, equaling approximately $100,000 a year. So there you go, every time you hear it on the radio, the American Red Cross are getting sorted out. Isn't that a great thing to do? I love it. But it was written by the wonderful Paul Desmond for Dave Brubeck, and here is Dave Brubeck picking one of his Desert Island discs.
Will it be your first visit to a desert island?
Yes, definitely.
What would be your reaction to solitude? Could you take it?
Well, I've been alone a lot in my life, being raised on a huge 45,000-acre cattle ranch, and I always kind of liked it.
Mm. 45,000 acres, something we can't envisage over here. Now, you have those 8 discs. What test did you apply in choosing them? What qualities were you looking for?
Well, in choosing the 8 discs, I think I chose the ones that were the most important to me in my development as a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the qualities that I like the best in music, the emotional quality.
What's the first one?
Well, I would choose Cottontail by the Duke Ellington Orchestra,
mm-hmm.
because this was, to me, the greatest orchestra in jazz, and Duke is my favorite jazz composer, and he's still my favorite jazz band, big band. But this particular recording struck me when I was quite young, and it opened my eyes to a possibility of polytonality. Later on, I found out that it wasn't conceived with the idea of 2 keys, but when I heard it in 2 keys, and it opened a lot of doors for my future development.
Mm-hmm.
Duke Ellington. I thought you said the Duke of Wellington. That was my best Eric Morecambe impression. Sorry, it wasn't very good. That was Duke Ellington and Cottontail, as chosen by Dave Brubeck. What a star-studded start to the second hour. I now have a song for Guy recommendation. By the way, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. If that wasn't my finest hour, then maybe this will be. I've got a song for Guy recommendation from Emma from the Wirral. I want to sing that in a Robin Hood style. Emma from the Wirral. Hello, Guy. I'm Emma, a languages student just finishing my year abroad. It's been a truly fantastic time, full of adventure and wonderful, interesting people, and your radio show as a homely anchor. I've been called similar things. Right, here we go. There's some German here. I've got another German email coming up. What's going on? In Braunschweig? Is it called Braunschweig? 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 Anyway, in Germany, where I first lived before the second half of the year in Spain, there was a wonderful record shop called Riptide, where you could let the owner recommend you some tunes, make you a coffee, and then sit there with your headphones on for the afternoon. A song I found there was This Is The Beginning by Boy, a German-Swiss female duo, see what they've done there, currently gathering momentum in Germany. It has since often been my chosen soundtrack to all the experience the year has brought, and I hope that you enjoy its energy and its fun portrayal of starting somewhere afresh as much as I still do. Thanks, Emma from the Wirral. It would be my absolute pleasure. It's a great tune. It's by Boy. It's called This Is The Beginning.
This is the beginning.
That was Boy, a song for Guy, recommendation from Emma from the world, and that is This Is the Beginning. There you go, new music. A few emails here. Lorraine Ralph, my heart goes out to you. I got, this was sent at the beginning of this month. Lorraine lost her husband really unexpectedly. Chris was playing in a Veterans Cup final, and he collapsed 29 minutes into the game. He died of a heart condition that they didn't know was there, leaving Lorraine with her two sons. She wrote me a very beautiful email about how the music I make in my band fits into her life. And I just want you to know, Lorraine, that I'm thinking about you today. And I love you very much. I've got one here from Claire Webster. She wrote this in a tent at Latitude Festival. She said it made the dour Scott, in brackets, t'other half, smile. Well, his top lip twitched a bit. This is Festival by Claire Webster. It's wet in here. It's coming in through the zip and your knees in my back. And that hard bass thud won't stop and I can feel the start of a need for a pee. But I'm not going out in this because I can't get my wellies off without a pull from someone. Don't think about it. She was good though, wasn't she? What's the name again? The one with the poems about women, about childbirth and the real purpose of breasts. I can't say tits, even in my head, but she could. Remember that shelf of porn in the newsagent labelled Women's Interest? And that girl with the guitar who made me dance. The one with the voice like flying who took me away for a while and let me swing through the trees. God, please don't snore. We're in a tent. It's starting. Those deep breaths that go far back into your head. If I tip the pillow forward a bit, it might stop. Remember that man wearing his mum's fur coat and skinny stick leg laced into boots? Do you think it's because of Grace and Perry? Because it wasn't just him. There were lots of them. Neatly pre-war coiffed, bearded. And remember the sandy-haired chap who trimmed his yellow beard to a point? And that girl with the green sequin nipple tassels in the queue for the loo? She looked cold. I'm glad we got the extra thick self-inflating mattress. Claire Webster, ladies and gentlemen, I quite enjoyed that. Yeah, well done, Claire. Guy, I'm going out on a limb here, says Emma T. Mills, but I think the grizzly bear song Sleeping Ute refers to the Utes, one of the Native American tribes out west. It's just a guess, but it seems like it would fit the song a bit better than a sleeping utility vehicle, as you suggested. Sorry if you've gotten a ton of emails about this already. I'm a little bit late listening to the show this week. Emma in Nashville. Well, Emma, thanks for saying so, and now I feel like a fool, but I'll never make that mistake again. Katie Sullivan's been in touch with the Song for Guy recommendation. Katie's a regular listener to the show and a really, really beautiful painter as well. She does lovely, lovely stuff. Have a look, Katie Sullivan artist online, and you'll see some of her pictures. Done quite a lot of paintings of her daughter, who's a very pretty girl as well. I heard Katie on Lauren's show, it's got to be the same lady, picking an elbow tune. And she has a lovely voice too, so there you go. All the things I know about Katie Sullivan. She loves this tune, this version of this tune in particular. And although she sent this Song for Guy recommendation some time ago, we've only just managed to dig up the recording. Here's Ella Fitzgerald and her version of Like Someone in Love.
Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars, hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do astound I had wings. bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove and feeling like someone.
Six Music.
BBC Radio Six Music Documentaries.
Telling the stories in music that matter.
Available this month, a series of special Rolling Stones documentaries, including the story of the Stones.
That's not many people know that.
Jagger's Jukebox.
So I thought what I'd do was just pick some tracks that I like that were popular around the time when the Rolling Stones made Exile on Main Street.
And At Home with Keith Richards.
I mean, Johnny Depp's a hard-working man. Where he finds the time to do portraits of me, I don't know.
Find out more at the Six Music website. Part of BBC Radio Six Music celebrates 50 years of the Rolling Stones.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
Now then, every so often you stumble across a voice that stops you in your tracks, perhaps because of its tone or its expressive nature, or simply because of the incongruity of the song it sings. Lisa Ekdahl has one of those voices, high and childlike, on the edge where innocence meets bitter experience and seasoned with a hint of her Swedish accent. Ranging from pop to bossa nova, she's been releasing hit albums in Europe for decades. But the real surprise comes when she sings an old jazz standard like Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life. From the moment she begins to sing, her voice has your full attention, with its conversational phrasing, gentle breathiness and wistful lilt. As the somnambulant piano trio takes on a dreamlike quality, she sways with inebriated sorrow through the meandering, torrid tale of loneliness in a social scene that's lost its luster. This is not the warm vibrato voice of a traditional jazz singer, nor the brassy showstopper from an MGM musical. And that's what makes it so utterly spellbinding. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come with me places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life, to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The men I knew had sad and sullen grey faces, with distinct gay phrases that used to be there. You could see where they've been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with a sadness. great love for me. Oh yes, I was wrong. Again, I was wrong. Life is lonely again. And only last year, everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again. A truffle of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris will ease the bite of it. I just care to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will. But yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is mush, striving those who strive. I live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lost.
Beautifuls from the Beckopedia. That was Lisa Ekdahl and Lush Life. I love it. So I mentioned earlier on in the show that I like songs where the songwriter is referring to the craft of songwriting as work. This has got to be my favourite of all time. Not to give too much away, I just received a brutal and cutting and deliberately acidic character assassination from an ex-girlfriend on the phone. I'm going back years and years and years now. And was feeling it really quite not myself. And my friend Harry, who at that point wasn't my friend, he'd just been hired to drive me somewhere, but he's since become a really good mate. My friend Harry kind of guessed what was going on, I think, from my upset face and the awkward silence. And I listened to this very slow sort of dissembling of my character over the phone. And he said, let me play you a song. And I said, I'm okay. And he said, no, you're really going to enjoy this. And he put this next tune on. I want you to think about that. Imagine how it made me feel as a songwriter when he played me this tune. Here's Leonard Cohen with Tower of Song, dedicated to Harry the Bastard, one of my buddies.
My friends are gone and my hair is grey. I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Oh, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song. I had no choice. I was born with the gift of a golden voice and 27 angels from the great beyond. They tied me to this table right here in the Tower of Song. So you can stick your little pins in that voodoo doll. I'm very sorry, baby, it doesn't look like me at all. I'm standing by the window where the light is strong. Ah, they don't let a woman kill you, not in the Tower of Song. I've grown bitter, but of this you may be sure. The rich have got their channels in the bedrooms of the poor, and there's a mighty judgment coming, but I may be wrong. You see, I hear these funny voices in the Tower of Song. I see you standing on the other side. I don't know how the river got so wide. I loved you, baby, way back when. And all the bridges are burning that we might have crossed, but I feel so close to everything that we lost. We'll never have to lose it again. Now I bid you farewell, I don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to that tower down the track, but you'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. I'll be speaking to you sweetly from a window in the Tower of Song.
Leonard Cohen and Tower of Song, dedicated to Harry. I've got to tell you this quick story about Harry. For one reason or another, at one point in his life, Harry was a bit maudlin and perhaps drinking a little bit too much. And one of his friends basically said to him, "Look, people are starting to avoid you, Harry, and I love you, and I've got to tell you, I'm having a party on Friday, but you're only welcome if you're going to be a little bit more cheerful." A true friend, this, by the sounds of it. So Harry turned up to the party and, determined to be the life and soul, found himself at one point in the evening dancing on a coffee table for everybody's amusement with one of those big round paper lampshades sort of balanced on top of his head, you know. It was hanging from the ceiling and he had it on top of his head, and he was basically determined to be the life and soul of the party, and he did have a few drinks. His head went through the hole of the lampshade. He's quite a tall, gangly fella, Harry. And once inside the lampshade, the bulb started burning the top of his head. This made him panic slightly, and in stamping his feet with this huge lampshade on his head, he went through the plate glass of the coffee table and was kind of just in the frame. His legs were in the frame of the coffee table. He then fell backwards, pulling the lampshade off the ceiling, of course, so it's still on his head. He falls backwards and he hits a gas fire which comes off the wall and starts jetting gas into the room. And then he hears all kinds of panic taking place. And by the time he takes the paper lampshade off his head, somebody fearing the gas had thrown a chair through the window to let the gas out. And Harry was alone in the room with the friend that had invited him to the party in the first place. Oh dear, that just make me giggle. Talking of gangly friends of mine, here's Stephen Fretwell with, from his classic album Man on the Roof, here's my old buddy singing the lovely Bumper Cars.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Bent and thrilled, two heads for a hill. There's no kind of jail I can commit to, yeah. Only let you down, only man. Only play with dodging cats, but you know you can't curl. Where the look back stands like you and me. Only let you down, only screws them on. You see they only play with bumper cats, but they know they can't call you. The selfish as it is, selfish never brings. La 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 la. Cross shot of the core. Are you on your own? Are you running down the strand? Are you falling there to bits with a staple gun on a trail that only lets you down? They pull out each and every one. Did they try and trip you up?
From Stephen Fretwell, that was Man on the Roof. No, that was Bumper Cars from Man on the Roof. Lots of love, Stephen, if you're listening. He moves to that there, London's, with his missus and his son. That sounds like the beginning of... He moves to that there, London's, with his missus and his son. Yeah. Anyway, I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow. Time for some new music here on Six Music, the greatest radio station in the world. This is from Gemma Ray. I'm only just getting into her stuff, and this is only the second tune I've ever heard. It's called A Light Alive, and it's from her island, her album Island Fire. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, is Gemma Ray.
Don't know where it comes from, no one seems to know. Coming out of nowhere, a feeling that just grows and grows and grows. Heading for the high seas, heading for the light, leaping over rooftops with giant robot legs and
Radio 6 Music.
Different worlds of music side by side.
Connecting the old and the new.
It's the beauty of 6 Music.
It's what we do.
For me, music is my religion.
There almost isn't anywhere better in the world for us to come and play what we love.
A great selection of eclectic music from around the globe.
Me and Emmy, high octane, yeah. Double act interplay.
Tunage of the highest order.
6 Music. It's good, isn't it?
Hi, I'm Florence from Florence Machine, and this is my 6 Music playlist.
Die Pioniere der elektronischen Musik. Kraftwerk.
Come in, Maid of Oil.
Hello.
Excellent. Here you go. Alabama Shakes on 6 Music.
And in March.
Happy birthday, 6 Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
This is Giles Peterson. Hello, how are you?
I'm Keris Matthews.
It's the Huey Show, yo.
I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow.
Hello, I'm Tom Robinson.
No other radio station owes their listeners what we owe our listeners, and everybody here knows that.
This is
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Sony UK Station of the Year.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A second pool star, if ever I saw one.
I played some Mazzy Star a couple of weeks ago and it got such a great result. I got a lovely email from Gudrun DeSetti. She also told me a little story about her son in this email. She says she listens to it while she does work around the house, so she turns the volume up and annoys her neighbour with it. Thank you. I hope it's thundering through your abode right now, Gudrun. She loved Mazzy Star because, let me have a look. Oh yeah, your featured artist was Mazzy Star because a listener named Jimmy requested it with a really touching story about his summer love. It's a great song. I didn't know it before and I really enjoyed listening to it and to Jimmy's story. So thanks to Jimmy, that's great. Gudrun's 8-year-old son, Alexander, likes a girl from school, and she asked him about it, and expecting him to be coy and bashful, as we all are at 8 when confronted with that question, she said, "What do you like about her?" And from the bottom of his heart, and without thinking, he said, "Oh, here we go, here's some more German for me. This is going to be terrible. Sie hat wunderschöne Augen. She's got beautiful eyes," is what he said. Oh, little romantic man. I absolutely love it. She sent a picture, Gudrun, of her with a son. What a beautiful pair of people you are. It's a lovely photograph as well. He's kissing his mum on the cheek. And she's recommended, or she's requested, Chan Chan by Buena Vista Social Club, because it reminds her of a romantic night with Alex's father on their honeymoon in Cuba. Well, who am I to turn you down, Gudrun? And to everyone in Kirchen in Germany, including your boy Alex, and his girlfriend of the flashing eyes, his girlfriend Glaucope, I think they'd say in Latin, that's the only thing I can remember from Latin. Here for you and all your crew is Buena Vista Social Club and Chan Chan. Lots of love, Gudrun.
Llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarín.
There we go. From Gudrun Dassetti in Germany. And if that wasn't enough to bring back romantic moonlit nights in Cuba with your fella, let's have a rewind of the Mazzy Star tune that everybody was so happy about. Ladies and gentlemen, Five String Serenade. Beautiful. Our featured artist this week is Beck Hansen. Paper Tiger is one of the best tunes on Sea Change. He borrows heavily from Serge Gainsbourg. We've been over this ground quite a few times on the programme, but it just bears another play. A fresh pair of ears on the lyrics, please. A very, very tragic lyric, especially the last few lines of the song. But here's Paper Tiger from Sea Change, from our featured artist this week, Beck.
Just like a paper tiger, torn apart by idle hands, through the helter-skelter morning, fix yourself while you still can. No more cinders from the sky, and all the laws of creation, I tell a dead man how to die. Oh, deserts down below, size boats in the snow. A desert down below us, and storms up above. Look up, stray dog gone defective. Just hold on to nothing. See how long nothing lasts. The desert's down below us, and the storms up above.
That's all we have time for another week. Thanks for joining me again, everyone. Many thanks to Jess as well for filling in last minute last week, Jessica Hoop. And thanks for doing such a great job, love. Thanks to Peter and Michelle and the Beckopedia and everyone who helps put the show together here at Media City. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you...
Five, four, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Week. Night, Mum.
Six Music
from 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape
right now.
It's Don Letts.
Crowd of people gather around because Culture Clash Radio's back in town with a kaleidoscope of sounds across time, space and genres. Tonight, for your delight, we're talking Can, Ranking Trevor, The Electric Prunes, Cosmo Jarvis, Average White Band, The Very Best and Aretha Franklin, all in the first hour. In the second, well, you know how it goes, I'll be taking it slow. But right now, that subliminal kid DJ Spooky's Alter Ego Doptometry.
This is the year 2001, episode 14 from Sunscrap Blockbuster. Are you ready for your Blockbuster video? In Blockbuster, I present Black Magic Blockbuster Chartbuster. And let's not test them, we don't want to be tested. Nesta was the first tester in my test machine. I'm the UFO officer. Fuse, all things new. Behold, I make all things new. Yes, my friend, my good friend. Behold, I make all things new.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the